thing for the slang of America. America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, for what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross.
Well, welcome everybody to our latest show, or We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. I'm your host, Dan. Today is April 18th, 2022. Our show will be about current events, in particular the events from last week that made the news that shouldn't have as a distraction, and also the things that didn't make the news that should have. I'll try to strip out the fake news so you don't have to. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves to you and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with each listener right now, where they are, as they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, lots to cover once again. Boy, it's been interesting here. If it's not one thing, it is another. Let's kick it right off. I'll just go through the list here of the notes that I made from this past week's news cycles and news stories. Rashid Tlaib tests positive for COVID. Remember last week's show, we covered about 12 to 15 different individuals all testing positive last week. So I've only got one here this week. Very strange, though. We had all last week all seem to be deep state players who contracted the virus last week. Hunter Biden laptop. The thing to follow this week is Kim.com came out and basically said that they are moving forward with the laptop. In fact, it might be in the possession of WikiLeaks, preparing it for a potential data dump. And so that's something interesting to follow. Kim.com has been active in these types of justice and things going back to 2016. And so he has been around. He's based out of Australia, I believe. And so he is one to follow. WikiLeaks also is very good to follow. So it should be interesting if it comes out. We know that there's up to 10 people who probably have access to that contents of that hard drive. But how is it ever going to come out? And maybe, perhaps, if WikiLeaks gets a hold of it, they can release it in some way that can go public. Now, most of the contents on that hard drive has already been released, but the mainstream media is not picking it up. Individual and journalists and folks have seen images, videos, and other such illegal dealings by Hunter Biden and Joe himself are on that. And so it's out there. If you look, you can find it. It just needs to be brought forward to mainstream, and I just don't know how that's going to work. So I'm interested in seeing if that could work, if Kim.com gets involved with that, along with WikiLeaks. So who knows? Now, good article. April 12th. Article headline said, heart-related deaths among athletes are now being blamed on referee whistles. I think the current count is 760 athletes around the world, well-conditioned athletes at the top of their game that have collapsed on the field, on the playing surface, on the court, and many have died. Some of them just collapse and then they are back again. But there's these serious heart conditions are so serious that they're collapsing on the field in the middle of a game, whether it's a soccer match, or basketball, what have you. They're collapsing. Remember, that number is over 700. There's a good website that tracks all those. I think it's at 760 right now. Athletes that have collapsed once getting the vaccination. Remember, it's not the coronavirus. That's just a virus. It's a SARS-2 type of virus, similar to the annual flu. But once you get the vaccine, you're getting that cocktail of drugs pumping through your system that impacts the heart. That's why we're seeing all these heart-related things. Now, the mainstream is knowing. Mainstream media knows that people are following this. And so they had to come up with this article that says, you know what, these heart-related deaths may be blamed on referee whistles and the person's reaction to them. Now, that, of course, is just laughable. Now, on to the subway shooting. New York City subway shooting this last week. So right away, we get the news report from Fox saying Fox News reports 3 dead. That's not the case. Several were injured, but nobody was dead. They also found a credit card found at the scene. How convenient that is. Once again, we get a man lying on the ground with in a pool of blood. But if you look closely, he's looking at his cell phone. We get the ever popular 33, the Masonic code. And once again, they said that they think 33 rounds were fired. Well, we don't know how many rounds were fired. That would be an estimate. I'm guessing it's 20 to 30, maybe 30 to 40. Who knows? Lots of rounds were fired. But when the press release comes out saying 33 rounds were fired, there's your telltale sign there that something is amiss. Remember, smoke bombs were set off first. This reminded me of the Aurora shooter in the theater there that turned out to be a false flag as well. Smoke bombs were used. People couldn't see what's going on. Shots take place. Everyone was shot in the waist or below. No one was shot in higher than the waist. Now, this doesn't seem to be, to me, like a mass shooting trying to kill people. It's trying to injure people. Now, some have suspected that if this gentleman actually was targeted to do this and was told and instructed to carry out this, he may have been shooting at legs on purpose to send a signal. If he was out to kill, he wouldn't be shooting that low. Everyone was injured in the legs, thighs, calves, or foot. Now, the other thing that's suspicious, none of the cameras were working at that station. The cameras, the video surveillance was not operational. So all we have left is folks' cell phones that have come forward and produced that footage of what they saw. And what we saw was not a lot of people nervous, scared, and running. It was kind of people running around, kind of running in circles, walking. Some were very nonchalant. It did not seem like a mass shooting. So very interesting. At first, the press conference says the gentleman, the shooting was in a gray sweatsuit or a gray sweatshirt. Later reports saying he was in a wearing a vest, a green vest. Max Malone, if you watch the video on Max Malone, does a very good, interesting compilation of the video for this subway shooter in New York City, pointing out all of the anomalies of this case. Once again, everyone was shot from the waist on down. His name is Max Malone, who did the video on that. So was he wearing a gray sweatshirt, the shooter? Was he wearing a green vest? Then at some point they say, you know, he was wearing an MTA transit outfit. You know, and then another, I've got a note here that says he was in an orange jumpsuit. So whatever happened, we don't know. All we know is that Biden's unemployment numbers came out at the same time. Biden's unemployment numbers came out and everything was distracted. No one knows what the unemployment numbers were, however, because everyone was focused, all the mainstream outlets, on the subway shooting. Now, it took place in New York City, 636th Street, very close to where Ghislaine Maxwell is being held in prison. Now, some folks pointed that out. I don't know if that's got anything to do with anything, but when a distraction like this takes place or a false flag like this takes place, that cannot be real, and it seems too strange. We got to look at the location. Was it meant as a distraction? Who knows what was going on? And then the other specifics, we got all the witnesses say the shooter was 5'5", 180 pounds, a black man who acted alone. Now, that's very interesting. Everyone says he acted alone. Well, that's also what we heard about the Denver Aurora Theater Batman shooting at the theater there, that James Holmes acted alone. Well, once again, in that case, also there was smoke bombs involved, and all the witnesses there say at the front of the theater there was a man shooting, and those who were up higher in the seats all say a man was shooting from behind them at the top of the theater shooting down. So we already have two shooters there, in my personal opinion, neither of which was James Holmes. But a shooting did take place there. It had nothing to do with James Holmes, though. That's why the smoke, the gas canisters, the smoke canisters went off. Gets everyone confused. It's part of the distraction. That's what this gentleman used here. Everyone said he was short, small, and elusive. And what we get? The police arrest 62-year-old Robert James. Well, Robert James is about 6'1", 260. And allegedly he made the phone call to 911 and basically just kind of turned himself in. Well, that doesn't make any sense either. So keep watching what comes out of that. But for the most part, it does not make sense. New York's lieutenant governor arrested on April 12th. So all these things, you know, got covered up by the news of the day there with the shooting. But if you look at the other things in New York, you know, was it a distraction? Who knows? New York lieutenant governor arrested. That's pretty big news. Now, news from President Biden. Last week suggested pulling over medical professionals from the VA to assist with the big problem of vaccinating the illegal immigrants. This came out on April 10th. Now, what in the world's going on here? Was he being serious? Using staff from the VA to help vaccinate illegal immigrants? Now, my first question is, why are we vaccinating illegal immigrants to begin with? Well, I think that's a fair question. Why are we doing anything with illegal immigrants other than arresting them and sending them back? Remember, legal immigrants and immigration is good, very good. Trump has said this many times. We're looking forward to legal immigrants coming in across the border to come on in here. It's the illegal, meaning criminal, the illegal immigrants that are not legal. That is what the whole border problem was. The wall, build the wall. So I just hope certainly we're not using our staff here, federal staff, to be dealing with vaccinations for illegal immigrants. But who knows? Now, the January 6th insurgency, more information came to date as of last week. There are now 20 plus, more than 20 FBI agents were embedded into this group that caused the insurrection on January 1st. And no, it was not Trump fans. It was not Trump revolutionary. The Trump fans were there for the rally that was going on. The insurgency was done by, I believe, the Antifa group and whatnot. But they said all along that there was no FBI informants or those agents infiltrated or embedded in that group. Well, we know when the video came out the night before of the FBI agents laying pipe bombs around the location before the January 6th event, they most certainly were FBI agents. So we've got now more than 20 of them confirmed in this group. Now, once again, we mentioned last week on the Governor Whitmer kidnapping charge, the FBI has got their dirty little fingers in all these events. And not in a good way to make it stop or to end it, but they're the ones encouraging it, making it go through and happen. And in many cases, then they can get the bad guy, arrest him, and then take the credit for how good the FBI is. Well, in this case, it didn't happen that way, but there was 20-plus FBI agents embedded in the insurrection on January 1st. Oh, it's too much. Elon Musk now says he was going to buy all of Twitter. Now, that's a very interesting case here. I want to spend a little time on this. He bought 9% a couple of weeks ago. Now he says, I might buy all of it. Well, his offer then that went to the board of directors was to buy it all the shares, 100 shares. Very strange, very rare to do this. but he wanted to do it at a 54% premium, which was $54.20 a share. He wanted to take the company private. Well, this is a win-win for anyone at Twitter. The officers, the staff, the officials, the management, the shareholders. If he's going to offer to buy the company at 54% premium and buy all 100 shares rather than just 51% of the shares, you'd have to be a moron to say no to that. Any company knows this. The shareholders are in it to make money. That's the whole point. They're all going to become rich on this. And the buyouts for the officers and folks that are running the show also are going to make big bucks. Well, now we're getting some pushback by saying, you know what, we don't want Elon Musk to do this. Well, there's your first indication that Twitter, as we know, has been run and being running by the deep state. They're the ones running all this. And I think that's why Elon Musk has made this essentially an offer they can't refuse, because what he's trying to do is expose the corruption, expose it. So they said, you know what, Elon Musk, you're doing a hostile takeover. We're going to create a poison pill, some options for poison pill, so this prevents you from doing this. Well, that's very strange to begin with, by the fact that you're even doing this. Whether Elon Musk is the good guy or the bad guy, this is a favorable situation for you. So they're now trying to prevent it, which is my first answer. The first thing, when your antenna should be raised when you see an event like this. And so guess who came in when the poison pill comes in? A poison pill is something where you avoid a hostile takeover by lowering the share price to make it advantageous for your current shareholders to buy up more and more and more of the stock. So the person wanting to buy it now owns less. So Elon Musk was, what, 9%, I believe, is what he owned originally several weeks ago. Well, guess who came in? Vanguard. Vanguard Investment Group became now the largest investor in Twitter, owning 10.29%. So now they eclipsed Elon Musk, which is all they wanted. But remember, Vanguard's another deep state company doing the bidding of the deep state. So this is a very interesting case to follow. They think he's trying to do a takeover offer and go take it private. Now, keep in mind, if Elon Musk does own the company and takes it over, guess who's going to have access to all these public and private accounts? Remember, the deep state, many of them, Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, James Comey, they all have Twitter accounts, public Twitter accounts. But most of them, according to what we learned 3 years ago from Q and QAnon, is that most of these same players have private accounts that they're communicating with privately amongst each other. That's not tracked because it's not public. If someone takes over the company then now and takes ownership of it, for instance, Elon Musk would now have access to all of these public and private accounts, access to all of these corporate emails and directives as to how to shadow ban, how to censor the public, how to censor news stories on Twitter. That's what he's trying to get as well. You're going to have ownership of all that. And so what I see happening right now is maybe a lot of scrambling and a lot of shredding of documents. Have no mistake about it, the deep state has complete control over Twitter and Jack Dorsey himself. So what Elon Musk here is doing is very interesting. Now, DuckDuckGo. Remember, you can go to DuckDuckGo and just surf anything you want on the internet because it's not going to track where you are and what you're searching for your browsing history and whatnot. It was supposed to be a great spot to go if you're looking up things that are inappropriate. Gambling, adult things, you know, whatever you're looking for, it's not traced. So it really drew in all these folks trying to search for those things. Well, keep in mind now that DuckDuckGo is also the clamps of the deep state are on that company as well. Now, the CEO just came out this last week and says they are going to start removing independent outlets for news on DuckDuckGo. And they're only going to go with trusted outlets only. Trusted sources of outlets. Mainstream news is what they're going to go with. So they're trying to push this off on a good way, in a good thing, by saying, you know what, we're only going to go with the mainstream. We're not going to go with independent journalists. Well, that's the exact opposite of what their plan was originally. So I would pull my information off of that as well and quit using DuckDuckGo. Ed Buck, sentenced this week, 30 years in prison. He's a Democratic mega donor, very good friends with Adam Schiff, Hillary Clinton, Ed Buck, child porn, many, many counts. He will be serving 30 years. Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, says, I'm going to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Now, this makes sense. After 15 weeks, that should be enough time for the woman to make a decision on what she's going to do with the child. Remember, the Dems have already allowed it to go forth with abortions at 9 months, full term. If you can understand that loud and clear. They've also proposed doing it after the birth, essentially killing the baby. And they'll call it, after they give birth to the child, they'll call it an abortion if they decide at the time that they don't want it. This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with the Democrats. Now, keep in mind, I am also not a Republican voter either. I'm not on the Democrats, against the Democrats. For that, I'm just talking about how sick these individuals are. Banks have announced this last week on April 16th that they flagged over 150 transactions as concerning from the Hunter and Joe Biden laptop and the financial dealings they've had in China. A lot of these transactions they went back and looked at, and now they flagged them as, quote, concerning. Look that up. That's April 16th. Now, how about this? Also in Florida, gubernatorial candidate from the Democratic side, Nikki Fried, running for governor in Florida. Now, she has a problem with blackmail over a sex tape. Someone's trying to get money out of her, and I guess the answer was, this is MAGA country, and I'm not going to play by those rules. Now, I think what she's doing there is doing a diss on Trump, making it sound like the story is come up with by a conspiracy nut job, tinfoil hat-wearing person. And so it's also used to discredit. So somehow that makes the news as well. Dr. Stella, remember her from the frontline doctors that came out when COVID first was hitting? They were quickly censored, banned, and shunned. Dr. Stella was the one pushing for hydroxychloroquine, HCQ. Now, we know that that's safe. It's safe and effective. She now has a $100 million lawsuit filed against CNN regarding the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, and it's actually good. Now that that has been proven true in public, she's basically saying, I was right the entire time. CNN went after me to discredit me. And now she has a valid case. USA Today, an interesting article. Just today it came out in the USA Today, an article that says the American public needs to reset their expectations about the vaccine. The vaccine isn't going to stop all infections. It's just going to reduce the likelihood of getting it. This came out as an article in USA Today. In fact, I just read it today on the 18th, but it came out on the 17th. Look this one up if you get a chance. Remember, a vaccine removes the possibility of ever getting some disease. That's why it's called a vaccine. It's tried and true, tested. You do not get it. And now everyone's getting COVID after having the vaccine and multiple boosters of the vaccine. And everyone's getting it and wondering why they're getting it. So what they're going to try to do now is a pivot to say that, you know what, this isn't a vaccine in the conventional sense of the word. It's just supposed to help you reduce the side effects and prevent you from possibly getting it, but you still may get it. Well, that to me is not a vaccine at all. That's what's causing half of the stress around this whole COVID is this isn't a vaccine and never was, but they're using the word on purpose to confuse people. Now they're coming out 2 years later and saying, well, it really isn't a vaccine. Your expectations are too high that it's going to solve it. Well, that's what those of us running shows like this have been saying now for 2 years. Remember, it's an emergency It's only to be used in emergency situations. It hasn't even been tested to see if it is effective and safe and whatnot. They just rammed it through and got approval to use it in emergency situations, but now they're using it en masse for the whole population to use it. Very interesting. Remember, if you get a chance to read the Trump lawsuit that came out, this lawsuit, March 24th, 2022, it's 109 pages in PDF format. You can download it. Very interesting. I just got done reading it today. It shows 16 counts against Hillary, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Igor Danchenko, Robbie Mook, James Comey, the FBI. He goes after about 25 individuals as defendants in this massive lawsuit. And I would recommend reading the entire thing. It basically spells out what was done and how the Steele dossier, the Russia collusion with this alleged Alpha Bank and all this other nonsense came into fruition, how it was all done with fraud and faked and made up, and how these folks paid big bucks and billed all their time to create all this, billed it back to the Clinton campaign and were thus paid for it. Got reimbursed for their time and expense for doing all this. This was not just opposition research. They didn't find opposition against Trump. They made it up to make him look bad. That's how this whole collusion got going. 16 counts. You got to get a chance to read that. It's not going to be on the mainstream news, but boy, it took me a couple sessions to sit down and read that. And unbelievable how all this, all these different organizations and intelligence agencies came together to do this. They conspired to do everything that Trump has been talking about. It's all a lie. It's all rigged, going back to the election and discrediting him and everything. The lawsuit does say that him and his organizations have spent in excess of $24 million so far with legal attorney's fees, payments, and fixing all this damage that has been done to go back and correct all of these lies, whether it comes from Stormy Daniels to Michael Cohen, it's a whole years this was all taken, and they've got everything now spelled out and detailed, proving it. So this lawsuit should be interesting. It's filed in Florida, so keep a watch on that. Alex Jones made news today. His company InfoWars has filed for bankruptcy protection today on April 18th. Mainly, the article says mainly from the Sandy Hook lawsuits. But keep in mind, QAnon did say or did suggest that Alex Jones is funded by the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad. Now, I believe Alex Jones probably was good when he first came up and into the scope of things to become a mainstream player. But the funding and things that they have now, he does suggest that he's funded and is a black hat. Another one of those people that you may have to watch and believe maybe 80% of what the person says, but the other 20% is disinformation. That sounds like more of an Alex Jones guy to me lately. Yeah, he's kind of one of those cats. Now, the problem is the general public doesn't know what 80% to believe and what 20% not to believe. So they end up believing it all or believing nothing of it. Alex Jones has come out with some very good information in the past, but you have to watch the stuff he comes out with. Speaking of watching, the movie Watch the Water came out, the documentary. That's another one too interesting to watch, saying that there is basically watch the water. If there is a snake venom being passed through the water supply, is getting people ill and or sick. And with all this COVID going on, we can't tell the difference of who's getting sick from what. Now, I don't necessarily believe in that myself, but it's worth the watch. AIDS, Dr. Leonard Horowitz did say that he's real good with AIDS and Ebola, but he said, the AIDS, the spike protein is spliced into that coronavirus. And so that's something that is not and never would ever happen naturally. So we do know that it's fake, it's generated, it's made in a lab. Lots of interesting stuff there. as far as that goes. That's all I've got for today. Remember, we have now Truth Premium on our website. For only 99 cents per month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat 99 cents in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. There are many ways to support the truth. Thank you and God bless you. To the following premium subscribers: Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charla, and Diana. Patreons: Alicia and Dan. One-time donations that came in this month from Andy and Lisa. Now, we do have good news. Eternal Affairs Media has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news is we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow, and if you use promo code ETERNAL, ETERNAL, at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. Keep in mind, you can also call 1-800-795-5993. That's 1-800-795-5993. Once again, today is April 18th, 2022. My name is Dan Hennen. Thanks for listening.